Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Control 603-283-6160 is the phone number for you to call. That's 603-283-6160. If you have anything you want to bring up with us, it doesn't have to be on topic. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. And with you in the studio tonight, it's me, Bonnie.
Jay Noon.
And Elspeth.
And tonight, the first story I want to get into is about President Zelensky. I'm usually not really that interested in what's going on over there. It's just like a bunch of stuff you can't possibly know what's going on for real if you're not there. And I just like, I don't really have that much mental energy for a bunch of negative crap like, oh, they bombed another hospital or something like that. But this is interesting to me for a specific reason. Elizabeth, if I tell you what's the reason that Joe Biden says we have to give money to Ukraine, what pops into your head? Why does he say we have to be on Ukraine's side?
I instantly start thinking the opposite of what he's saying.
Okay, well, yeah, but you're smarter. Typically, their excuse is, oh, well, they're fighting for democracy.
Oh, yeah.
They're defending themselves, and they're pro-freedom, and we can't let Russia, an anti-freedom, anti-democracy state, win this war.
Democracy's evil.
Yeah, and
democracy is mob rule.
I agree with that, definitely.
But, I mean, it's his definition of it. Yeah,
That's why I always get, like, so annoyed whenever I see, like, on TikTok, it's mostly Democratic political talkers. They're always like, we have to protect democracy, and that's why we have to put everybody in jail who stormed January 6th, you know, all the way back then.
When a politician says a term like that, so it's either one of two things is going on with that particular politician. Either they are ignorant, and they don't understand that democracy is basically the footsteps of socialism, which is the footsteps of communism. Democracy is mob rule. Democracy is where 51% can rule 49%.
Mm-hmm.
And so democracy is not freedom, but democracy is like a soft communism, a soft socialism, and it's a footstep to it. And everybody's been sort of brainwashed into believing that democracy is some righteous thing. And, you know, the example of, you know, enforcing democracy with a barrel of a gun is what basically the United States has been doing our entire lives. I'm the oldest one here. It's been going on my entire life. You know, oh, we're over in Iraq because we're going to enforce democracy. We're over in Afghanistan to enforce democracy. We're over in, you know, in the 70s or in the 60s, what was it, Korea, you know, Vietnam, you know, in the 80s it was Grenada and, you know, all these countries in, you know, Central and South America and, you know, places in Europe, places in Africa and just all over the places, you know, enforcing democracy. And the way when Biden says, oh, we need to give money to Ukraine, it's because Ukraine gave Biden a whole bunch of money.
And his son.
You know, and his son a whole bunch of money, you know, way back when. It's because of Burisma. Burisma is a Ukraine energy company that Hunter Biden was on the board of, and he was getting paid like $50,000 a month to be on the board of this energy firm.
Whoa.
If you bring up on the internet a video of Joe Biden, the pedo in chief, I like to refer to him as, but if you bring up a video of him, he is bragging while on a hot mic, sitting on like a stage where he was doing some conference, and he was bragging about how he said, well, I went over there to Ukraine, and I told, you know, this Ukrainian guy that if you don't get rid of the prosecutor or stop the investigation into Burisma, and you don't get rid of that prosecutor, I am going to withhold the financial aid, which was billions of dollars, you know, and this was like 2016 or 20, 2014 or something. It was when he was VP, actually, whenever that was. I don't remember the exact date of it. So he says, and then he goes on to say, well, they told me you're not the president of the United States, and you know, you can't do that. And he goes, go ahead, call the president. And then he says, well, sure as S, or something like that. Didn't they fire that prosecutor a few days later?
Wow.
And he's laughing about it. But this is these
guys.
That's
a long time to be talking on a hot mic and not notice it. This guy's like such a freaking useless screw up. Is the word I'm trying to say.
Well, I mean, he's a lot of things. He's a career politician. You know, there's a lot of dirt on him and his family because they're horrible, evil people. You can't be a politician for 50 years and still be a politician. You know, without having. You know, probably visiting Jeffrey Epstein's island, or maybe going to one of his places. You know, like he had this ranch with that was some kind of deal in New Mexico with the governor at the time. Then he's got the place. So, you know, I'm sure there's dirt on Joe Biden. There's totally dirt on the Biden family. They are co-opted and controlled by the Chinese Communist Party, and it's a big money laundering racket for all of Biden's friends, for all of Jeffrey Epstein's friends, sending all these ammunition. And, you know, money and bombs and, you know, tanks and all kinds of stuff.
So it can just end up in whatever other part of the world.
Yeah, so it can end up in Palestine. It can end up in Israel. It can, you know, end up, you know, and as part of, you know, arming, you know, the next enemy. So if you look at a current conflict, you know, anywhere, you know, like... Yeah, you know, so like you have, for example, a whole bunch of in Afghanistan, everywhere there was a bunch of American, they were fighting guys that had American munitions, and those American munitions were previously had come from like the Iraq conflict, and then you'll see that, and then everything that Iraq had was, you know, they were armed by the CIA and the U.S. and, you know, whoever, you know, to fight Iran.
Against the United States?
No, to fight against Iran. Hmm. And then they go in there and they blow that stuff up because these guys have to manufacture war in order to keep the war machine going. If it wasn't for the U.S. government, we would have massive peace on the planet. If it wasn't for the international banking cartels, the Rothschilds, Rockefeller, you know, families, the Carnegies, all these guys, the Federal Reserve, the European Central Bank, you know, all the people who go meet at Davos and Bilderberg, you know, if all these people didn't have any power over authority, we would have a very peaceful planet. And war is caused because of all this nonsense. But the bottom line is the Bidens have been bought a long time ago by the powers, you know, within Ukraine, by Ukrainian oil companies. They've been given millions of dollars by Chinese, Communist Party, essentially. Anything comes out of China, you know, this sort of comes out of the government or is connected to the government. So, yeah, that's what we got going on here. And Zelensky's just a puppet. I mean, the way that clown talks... is so fake. You ever hear his talk?
He's an actor, right. And even the way he moves around when he talks, he's looking like he's like, okay, now I'm playing my part of a tough guy. This is how I would look if I was a tough guy. That's what I always get from him.
Yeah. He's a clown, and he's just an actor. Yeah. And all these guys are actors. All these politicians are pretty much actors. And they are, you know, and the thing that anybody who is, like, buying this narrative is just an NPC, a non-player character. They're just brainwashed. Actually, what they are is algorithmic slaves, today's modern. And there's a lot of older folks, too, I'm noticing that, like, because you guys know how to talk about, like, how the internet is, like, you know, when it's being, you know, an under 6-year-old kid is on the internet. His brain's being wired to basically take orders and controls from the internet, from the algorithm.
Yeah.
He's becoming an algorithmic slave. This is happening with a lot of older people too. That, you know, were adults before there was even an internet. You got a lot of people in their 60s and their 70s who are just buying the narrative from the TV.
Yeah, the TV and also just like Facebook seems to get a lot of old people. Like any job I've had where I worked with older people, I can just and when I used to have Facebook, but I deleted mine in 2020. I would just know what their opinions would be on any current issue because I'd already have seen it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what it is, when you say older people, it's not all the older people. So because it's the people who are like these, you know, who got nothing better to do. They're just sitting around doing nothing. Maybe they're like a retired parasite class government employee, for example. And parasite class doesn't only include government, also if you worked in finance, if you've worked in real estate. I mean, these are, you know, insurance. These are all parasite industries.
And why is that?
Why is it? Because they're all propped up by the fact that the Federal Reserve creates money out of thin air.
Hmm.
I would call the medical industry a parasite industry because it's, like, for example, like a friend of mine just had a heart operation.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a $500,000 bill.
Yeah.
And the reason it's like a $500,000 bill is because you have these, you know, government-authorized, government-approved contractors who sell all of supplies to these hospitals at, like, literally a 10 to 100x market time, you know, greater than market, you know, price. This is why you have $96 aspirin. This is why you have $100,000 hospital beds that are like $8,000 if you just go buy it as a private individual. This is why you have, you know, the little things on every sink in the hospital, and it's like laminated, and it says, oh, you must wash your hands for 20
yeah.
seconds and use hot water and scrub
mm-hmm.
under the fingernails and use antibacterial soap and blah, 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 all this stuff, which is all right, cool. And if you look at, like, in Concord Hospital, it says Stryker Industries on the bottom.
Yeah, I think I've seen Stryker Industries on, like, toilets.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, Stryker Industries. They're a major provider to, like, institutional supplies for hospitals, prisons, and schools.
Okay.
And they, I believe the woman's name is Barbara Stryker, who was the son of a Massachusetts federal senator or possible congressman, some kind of politician from Massachusetts, who, like, originally started this Stryker Industries.
Hmm.
And so Stryker Industries, like, they have these little, like, literally laminated pieces of paper,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just going to throw this guesstimate out there because it's crazy, but the hospital probably pays like $35 to like $100 a piece for each one of those.
Oh, my God.
You know, they buy, like when we had the baby in the hospital, they charged us something like $64 for this little pack of like 8 infant diapers.
Hmm. Well,
you know,
just because they know you have to take it. That's so evil.
Well, we didn't even took it. We left it there.
Mm, nice.
We didn't use it. We didn't take it. We're not, you know, we're not putting those diapers on. You know, we brought our own diapers. You know, we're not using, you know, their crap.
Yeah.
And and even like, you know, but I forget what they gave my wife, some kind of like pill.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember what it was for or even about.
Nikki would probably know.
But I remember it was like, it was $27, and I'm just like, I'm going to internet search this thing, and it like shows up on like walmart.com. You can buy like a 50-count bottle for, you know, $3 or $4. This, but it was like $27 a piece,
mm-hmm.
you know, on this bill.
An absolute racket.
So this is the same thing with the military industrial complex. Who's the contractor that gets to buy a hammer from Home Depot for $6 and sell it to the federal government for $50,000?
Right? Whichever contractor they approve.
Right. So it's like Halliburton, KBR, you know, Kellogg Brown and Root, was KBR, you know, Cargill. I don't know if Cargill's one, but, you know, they're all just like, government gives these guys tons of money. You know, this is the military, you know, this is Boeing, this is Stryker Industries, you know,
That does make them parasites, too.
Yeah, yeah. So they're all parasites. So the reason that real estate is a parasite, you know, the real estate, and like Mark Warden, he's a great guy. He's a fabulous guy.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to, you know, for example, you know, lob him into this parasite thing. And he does like a lot of right things, and he's a real estate agent. But when it comes to like, you know, so when it comes to like real estate, you have these huge nationwide real estate firms that are tied in with the banks. They're all heavily regulated. Same thing with medical. Medical is so heavily regulated. To be a nurse, you have to get a license from the state.
Mm-hmm.
If you, Bonnie, went and did activities that a nurse does in a consensual contract with, say, me, you know, you could possibly be, you know, threatened with violence from armed thugs, you know, that carrying, you know, badges and toting badges and clipboards and weapons of, you know, torture and death.
Yep.
And so like, if you're going to have a baby, like, you know, and Nikki knows about this, there's just like no way to do it outside the system. It's really hard, especially if you have a situation where like the baby's like breached
yep.
or something's going on and you need like a C-section. There's no way to go get a C-section in the United States of America, you know, without using this parasitic system, going to one of these hospitals that's going to charge you like $40,000, $50,000 for the C-section, because, you know, they can. It's all a fraud. When it comes to real estate, for example, real estate, you know, cycles are controlled by the regulations of the government. So you can only build this many houses. You have to have all these permits. You have to have all this stuff.
Artificial interest rates on loans and stuff like that.
And that's a whole other thing. So mm-hmm. when there is when the Federal Reserve is this private entity, it's not part of the government, it's no more federal than Federal Express. And in fact, the Federal Reserve is not federal and it holds no reserves. You know, but just like you said, opposite of whatever they say.
Yeah.
So when the Federal Reserve, you know, brings interest rates way down, like interest rates should be whatever the market value is. So if it, so I think that's somewhere between like 18 and 25 or 30% market value of interest rates. Because how much money, how much return on in return would you want on your money if it was yours to not have it for 30 years or to not have it for 10 years? So what happens is they create money out of nothing. So they charge a 3% interest rates and then it which is artificially dumping all kinds of money into the economy, and then that makes all the property values skyrocket. This is why, you know, like, you know, it was the average house is like $500,000, let's say now, and you know,
yeah,
10 years ago it was like $100,000.
It's like $400,000 now, and it used to be like 150 like 10 years ago or 20 years ago.
And then in the '80s, you know, when interest rates were for example, my dad bought a house for $19,000 in 1984.
Nice.
And he put and he paid for it cash money. $19,000.
How big was the house? And
it
include land?
So it was a house in town. So it was on like a quarter acre. It had you know, like a dining room, a living room. It had two like bedrooms that, you know, would probably be like a, you know, like 12 by 16 downstairs. Maybe the other one was like 16 by 16. Then I had two really big bedrooms upstairs that were like 18 foot by like 22 feet. They were pretty big. Well, the big one was like 18 by like 24 and a small one was like 18 by like maybe 18. That's, you know, was my bedroom when I was a little kid. You know, 6 years old, my dad bought that house. But the interest rate at when he bought that house was like 22%. But you know, a lot of people, and today they got people, you know, are buying, or even past few years, people have been buying houses at like 3% interest. But even that house right now, and my stepmom still owns that house, and,
wow,
you know, somebody rents it. And, but she's even been getting offered like $250,000, $300,000 for this house.
Wow.
From, you know, these, you know, companies. And, you know, she's not interested in selling it. In fact, you know, she might move back into it someday, maybe, you know, redo it. But it's just, and you know, it's a nice house in a decent neighborhood. It's not in a city. It was kind of in, you know, a rural suburb area, Palmer, Mass. And, what happens is they just create money out of thin air, driving the interest rate, and it increases the property values, makes the taxes go up, and it puts a whole lot of strain on everybody. You know, when all of your, if you're living in a house and you're a little old lady and you're on a fixed income, and all your all the houses in the neighborhood, you know, double in price, triple in price, quadruple in price, you have situations where there are people alive today. My grandmother might have been one of these examples, but there are definitely people alive today that are paying property tax bills, an annual property tax is like more or double or triple what they actually paid for the house 30, 40, 50 years ago.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Just the property
that's
taxes.
Crazy. That makes sense.
That's the reality of it.
It doesn't make sense, but I believe that that would happen. Well, I don't remember how we got talking about the parasite class exactly, but Zelensky definitely is one of those, is in that class of parasites. He's just, you know, lining his pockets while saying whatever his handlers tell him to say. So we're going to get into this story I have about Zelensky showing his true tyrant colors. But before then, I want to get into your phone calls and thoughts. We have Dave Ridley, I believe, on the line.
Yes.
What's on your mind, Dave?
So it looks like there's going to be a challenge to New Hampshire's the challenge to electronic voting machines.
Okay.
Nice.
In the New Hampshire Supreme Court on November 29th. Actually, I thought we had paper ballots, but for some reason, maybe they're just trying to stop it from coming here or something like that.
Is it the electronic voting counter, maybe?
Right. So there is paper ballots. So on Henniker and Bradford and Warner, which is kind of like the those three towns, like, vote for the same state reps.
They're all a district, right?
Right. And in fact, there's been things going around for people, petition for people to sign to get rid of the voting machines in Bradford and in Warner, because what they do is they fill out a paper ballot and then it goes through the machine.
Yeah.
Now, when I went to the voting place, to the polls last year, a couple years, whenever it was. I'm like, oh, that thing's got a printout on it. I go, can it print me out who I just voted for?
Hmm.
And the guy's like looking at me like, no, it can't. I'm like, why not? That's a flaw. That would be a receipt. And also, these voting machines have proprietary software that you that we can't view.
Yep.
Even Congress can't view it. The state legislature can't view it.
And what does that mean by proprietary software?
Like Google's algorithm would be proprietary. It belongs to them. Like,
and
yeah.
You have to like know their codes and everything to get into it to view and audit it instead of it being free and open source software where somebody can look at the code. Anyone who knows how to do that stuff can look at it and see, oh, it's doing what it says it's supposed to do. So.
Yeah, these things can totally manipulate the election, and there's no evidence that they cannot manipulate the votes.
A Democrat state rep also pushed through legislation about 7 years ago to make it so you're forbidden from taking a picture of your own ballot.
Hmm.
Yeah, I do that anyways.
That became law. That became law. Of course, everyone started doing it because it was illegal.
Everyone started doing it anyway. That's funny.
There's a lot of ballot selfie disobedience in New Hampshire.
That's pretty funny. I didn't know it was illegal, but I figured that's probably what they're talking about, Dave, is the electronic machine that counts your vote, because it's the same way here in Keene. I've only voted once, and I didn't vote this previous time because I only voted for Ian. I'm pretty sure that's the only person I voted for. Maybe there's like someone else, like Bob Call or something. And what it is it's a paper ballot, but then you, like you said, put it in a little thing that scans it, and it's like, okay, I counted your vote. But like you said, it doesn't pop up at anything that says what you put in or anything like that. You don't even know if it just made some mistake.
There's no way to verify it all.
Yeah, for all you know, it just accidentally thought you voted for the person next to you, and you could be like, oh, wait a second, that's wrong. No, you don't get anything like that. Just you get a sticker that says, I voted.
Yeah, I agree with banning the voting machines because, well, for multiple reasons. But if we're using voting machines, or use, you know, at the very least, it has to be open source, preferably blockchain type technology, which the system is very afraid of, because it's not who casts the votes that decides who gets elected. It's who counts the votes that decides who gets elected. And there is no way to verify that these counts are accurate by these machines. There was a big debacle back in 2008 with Ron Paul here in New Hampshire. I was here a lot for that. I was living in Mass at the time. And I watched an election in Hillsborough, New Hampshire, not Hillsborough, Hinsdale, and they didn't have voting machines. They counted them. So that was it. But Keene had voting machines, and like Ron Paul's campaign for liberty, you know, had some, you know, lawsuits happen here in New Hampshire. And RNC's like, well, we're not subject to any of that stuff. We're just a, you know, private, you know, nonprofit, blah, blah, blah. It was like all dismissed and whatnot.
Well, if you have more to say, Dave, you can hold on. I'm just going to put you on hold. And more coming up on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Don't go anywhere. You can call in with whatever's on your mind.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Reports suggest that Israel and Hamas are on the verge of a hostage deal, intending to release 50 women and children in exchange for the return of Palestinian prisoners. However, there's been no official confirmation from either side. There are renewed calls for a ban of TikTok after influencer and activist Lynette Adkins told thousands of her followers to read a letter from Osama bin Laden. Florida Senator Rick Scott among those calling for a ban.
TikTok is toxic to our kids. I mean, look at the, you know, you can look at all the articles. Look at what they teach our kids versus what they teach kids in China. It's a toxic company.
Scott speaking on Fox Business, TikTok said videos promoting that letter violate its rules. The temporary suspension of the gag order against Donald Trump and his civil business fraud trial has been granted by a New York appeals judge. Trump's legal team argued that the order infringed on his freedom of speech. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
That you control, and the number to get in on the conversation with us is 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's me, Bonnie,
Jay,
and Elspeth.
And we're going to go right back into your phone calls and thoughts. Dave Ridley of RidleyReport.com here in New Hampshire, you're still on the line. What else did you have for us?
I just needed to give the date and time. There's a New Hampshire challenge at the New Hampshire Supreme Court challenging electronic voting machines. I guess it's called Richards versus Sununu is the case. And New Hampshire audit is on Telegram is asking folks to show up at 9 a.m. on November 29th. It's in Concord. And I have placed the details. If you want to know more, just go to forum.shiresociety.com. And look for the relevant post. It's forum.shiresociety.com. Now you can't
Beautiful.
Forget the name.
So is it going to be at the regular federal courthouse like the Ian was at in Concord?
No, New Hampshire Supreme Court.
Yeah,
that's in the Concord. I think, I believe it's on Charles Doe Drive. I believe that's in the bureaucratic complex in to the east of the state house, but I'm not positive about that. Again, just go to forum.shiresociety.com and see it all in writing.
Well, thank you so much, Dave. I think that it's a pretty worthy cause to get rid of voting machines. I mean, like, why not? Like, not that, okay, you, everybody who likes to just point out you're not a real anarchist is going to be like, oh, you believe in voting? It's not really that, but if voting is a thing that we are going to have to do, at the very least, it can be, you know, fair.
Yeah.
It can be actually voted or counted correctly. Not that they don't have other things up their sleeves, but it would make it a lot harder for them to hide votes or lie about who won.
And at this point, they may not even need to cheat with the voting because the algorithm has programmed so many people to just do what they're told.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just say that the media, hiding and covering up the Hunter Biden laptop story.
Yep.
Very much swung the election.
Yeah.
You don't even have to get into, like, they don't have to really steal votes, I don't believe.
It's funny because there was a guy who went to prison in New York for making a meme that they said was, I don't remember what the meme exactly was, but they said it was spreading disinformation about Hillary Clinton during the Trump and Hillary Clinton election, and because of that, he was trying to sway the election, so he went to prison for that. Just a regular guy, not like any kind of head of some meme company, like just a regular guy who made a meme, and he went to prison for that.
For free speech, yeah.
And, right.
And you have these radical leftists, let's call them, you know, algorithmic slaves burning cities. You know, they just had a riot last night where, one guy got arrested, but they're all in front of the DNC. A whole bunch of pro-Palestinian, you know, algorithmic slave wackos are, you know, screaming about, you know, Palestine. And it basically seems like what I could tell it is some kind of actual insurrection. A whole bunch of cops got injured and no cops got injured during the January 6th stuff. There was one cop who died, but he died from natural causes. And of course, the media just, you know, straight up lies and says that he was, you know, killed as, you know, part of a insurrection.
And then the cops go and testify that they've never been more terrified in 20 years of service than January 6th. For no discernible reason.
I listened to a thing on my way in that there was somebody was, you know, reported some Congress critter was that saying that it was scarier than January 6th. And it's a bunch of leftists that are protesting the DNC. But at least the leftists are fighting each other, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, if your enemy, you know, if the enemy of the people, you know, these people who support the state are, you know, now fighting, you know, the other people who support the state, you know, then it just, you know, that's good for those guys to just, you know, combat each other as far as I'm concerned, because it'd be like having, you know, getting the local government people to start, basically combating each other, and then they burn up all their energy and time just on each other and they're not affecting us.
Absolutely.
You know, it's kind of like the idea of, you know, when you go to court and you subpoena the cop to court that brought the charge against you, now he's in court all day and he's not out harassing people and taking people's rights away and, you know, collecting taxes with his badge in the form of, you know, traffic ticket revenue.
Even if you lose a traffic ticket, it's always worth it because you showed them that it's not going to be easy every single time to get money out of you if they pull you over on the road, and you get them off the street for a while. Like in my ticket case for just a parking ticket, I had the lady, she wasn't on duty that day. If she was on duty, I would have, like, taken her off the street. But instead, I was costing the city $25 an hour to pay her to be there, so that was pretty good.
That's all? With her pension and her benefits, it's more like $75 an hour.
Oh, I bet, yeah. And it might have even been double time, for all I know, because she was off duty, but, I felt like there was something else I had to say about what you were saying, and now I don't remember all of a sudden, but I guess we'll just get into this article here. It says, Ukraine, this is from the Wall Street Journal, I'm looking at it on archive.ph, because they have a paywall. Says, Ukraine President Zelensky says time is not right for elections. I think it's kind of interesting that Dave called in about the voting machines, and it's all kind of the same subject. Basically, democracy is not actually that great. It's not this amazing idea that the Greeks saved humanity with or whatever. But if you're going to pretend it is, and pretend that that's why Americans need to be sending tax dollars, $80 billion at a time, it's way more than that in total, to Ukraine for them to fight against Russia because, well, they believe in democracy and freedom, at least actually be a democratic state. Like, not that I want it to be, I'm just saying, that's the very least they could do. But because it's a wartime. Zelensky is declaring it's not the right time for elections right now, when elections normally would be happening right now, because it's wartime. So he's calling for unity. And
I mean, the elections were fixed to get Zelensky in anyways. And, you know, the reality is that, you know, he was an installed guy by essentially the CIA.
Yep. I always hear that. I don't really know the facts. You know, maybe you do.
Well, I don't know the facts off the top of my head, but somebody could dig into it. But basically, he was installed. Mm-hmm. They were like, oh, we don't, you know, there was a whole bunch of, you know, hoopla about, you know, challenging, you know, that the elections were incorrect or wrong in Ukraine. I'm not a Ukraine history expert, you know, and I just, you know, this is stuff I just, you know, hear listening to, you know, non-mainstream media.
Yeah.
Because, you know, any media that's advertising for, you know, pharmaceutical companies is just, you know, should not be trusted whatsoever. They have an agenda, or advertising for the military. And, but like with, and same thing with Iran. Before Iran became bad, there was a guy that was installed by the, you know, CIA. I believe Saddam Hussein was a CIA asset that basically was, you know, this is why the government's always putting the next enemy, you know, in charge. I mean, even, you know, Osama bin Laden was a CIA asset, you know, and I forget, Oliver North in 1987 was going crazy, or 1997 was like going crazy about Saddam Hussein being this CIA asset. Not Saddam Hussein.
Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden being a CIA asset. But they're always installing these dictators and trying to oust the good people, like Muammar Gaddafi. Like, there's a really good documentary you can find. I don't know if it's on YouTube. But it's called The Great River, the Libya's Great River, and I believe it's Gaddafi's the guy's name, but it's Muammar Gaddafi, like, built this, like, massive, like, underground river and aqueduct system, and they pumped, prime water out of the ground, and they were drilling for oil, and they found something more valuable. They found prime water. So, like, literally, like, that country was able to provide all the irrigation. And with their oil, nobody paid for electricity. Everybody had free electricity because of the oil profits. They all got water, then excellent water, prime water. And they were able to grow all kinds of stuff. It was considered like the breadbasket of the Middle East, from, you know, what I understand. But the Great River documentary is really good. It talks about Gaddafi. He was loved by his people, and he was killed by the Americans. But he was also trying to create an African gold-backed currency. So as we know, everybody who, you know, tries to mess with the money changers, whether it's our Ian Freeman or it's JFK, you know, they are attacked. Jesus Christ, he flipped over the table of the money changers, and they killed him over it. You know, it was basically what the Bible says. And JFK, he did an executive order to basically stop the Federal Reserve from, you know, issuing money at an interest rate to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And he also reinstated actual silver-backed currency, these, you know, the greenbacks. He brought them back from, like, you know, the Civil War era. And so, you know, it's just another example of, you know, with all these guys trying to essentially messing with the money changers, trying to remove the power from the centralized power from the few, get attacked all the time.
Yep. And I don't think that Zelensky's trying to do anything actually good for his people. He's always, denying peace talks. He doesn't seem like he's, like, some kind of hero. It doesn't even seem like people really love him. Like, you never hear people talking about how they love their president, Zelensky. Just, like, cucky Americans on Twitter.
Yeah.
If anything.
Cucky Americans, those are the only ones. And are those cucky Americans even real Twitter profiles?
Right, I always wonder the same.
Yeah, literally.
It's so shocking when I hear somebody, like, vehemently pro-Ukraine that I always wonder if they're even real.
Yeah, like, there are a handful of people around town that I see, they got these, like, Ukraine flags, and you start, like, looking at who these people are, and they're like, you know, retired teachers. You know, they're like the most brainwashed of brainwashed people. And actually, a lot of the old school teachers can't stand this wokeism that's being taught in the school. In fact, I had a conversation with a lady the other day. She's been retired for 5 years as a New Hampshire school teacher. And she's just disgusted. And that's actually, she retired as soon as she could, just because it's just the wokeism is so bad and all the things. And actually, she's actually kind of working on a thing to, you know, sort of expose this stuff and bring it to light. You know, these, The people who are all about the narrative, whether it be vaccines, mandates, now the narrative, now the leftist brainwashed narrative is war, 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 war. And you got Trump being interviewed by some media leftist, and the lady interviewing him, I can't remember her name, but
yeah.
She's like, who should win? Who do you want to win the war? He's like, I don't want anyone to win the war. I don't care about winning the war. I want people to stop dying.
Yeah.
How many Ukrainian men have died? It's like hundreds of thousands.
Hmm.
How many Russians have died? Like hundreds of thousands from these numbers I hear. I don't really know what they are. And those numbers could be wrong. I don't know. But, and it's all being fueled by U.S. dollars. It's all being fueled by fractional reserve banking. And I think the agenda is to essentially, especially with the Israel-Palestine thing, is to try to get people of making attacks in the U.S., attacking, U.S. politicians for allowing this stuff happen. I think that, and there's so many unhinged young people that have spent their entire life on the Internet, and they've been getting in Facebook fights and keyboard flame wars, and they've never been punched or smacked in the face.
Hmm.
They've never had any accountability. Like, when someone smacks you in the face, that stings. That's accountability. And as a kid, that makes when you get into a fist fight as like a 7-year-old with another 7-year-old and it hurts, it makes a neurological pathway in your brain that says, oh, you probably shouldn't do that because it's going to hurt.
I talk about this all the time. I think that the best type of people, I hate to be picking on only children, but I think only children are just disadvantaged in this way. The best type of people that don't just annoy you in conversation. They clearly have a strong sense of self and they're not immoral, so they are moral, are people who grew up with lots of siblings and figured all that crap out when they were literally 3 years old.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I can't just like run my mouth off and call my sister stupid because she'll hit me.
Mm-hmm.
And I already learned that when I was 3 years old instead of learning that maybe in middle school or never learning it at all if you're sheltered enough. I would say this, like, it just kind of puts you at a disadvantage if you don't have siblings because, like, your parents aren't really going to treat you the same way. They're not going to hit you if you call them stupid or whatever.
But even today in modern families, like, I was literally at a place the other day and they had three kids and they were all had their own headsets on.
Oh, my gosh.
And they all had tablets. And the kids were, like, 3 and 6, two of them were twins. I don't remember who was a twin or not, but there were three kids, 3-year-olds and 6-year-olds, two of them are twins. And they were just like totally pacified,
not interacting with each other,
eating dinner. All of them at the dinner table while their parents were interacting with us. And I said to the guy, I'm like, do you know what you're doing, your kid? I actually sent him one of my slideshow presentations. I haven't gotten any feedback yet on it, but about how this is really bad. And now, and they're like,
how did he take that feedback?
Really well.
That's good.
So he's like a real good dude.
Mm-hmm.
And he works online. And he does a job. He does it online. His wife does a job. They do it online. They're like good, like moral people. They mean well. He's probably the first guy that like does this stuff right. Yeah, that lets his kids use devices that didn't get like upset with me for telling him that. Now I've gotten better at presenting it. But he understands facts and he understands logic, and I could tell that he was definitely definitely concerned about what I had to say. And then, like I said, I literally talked to him for like 3 minutes about it. I can't explain much of it.
Well, he planted the seeds.
The seeds. But even kids and siblings in their own families are so consumed with internets and devices that they're not even interacting with each other.
So weird.
This is like a thing. And so they're not fighting with each other. There's a story of DCYF investigating a 6-year-old here in New Hampshire. This was like 2 years ago because a 6-year-old had a crush on a girl in school and would follow the girl around and kind of like giggle at her and smile at her and tell her she's pretty. He's a six-year-old boy.
Yeah.
First grade.
And it's a six-year-old girl.
And there was a DCYF investigation all about it. There was a whole big to-do. The guy's father is his job is he's a hunter and a trapper. So he traps like coyotes and beavers, and he like either relocates them or puts them down or whatever. You know, coyotes are like a massive problem if you got sheep or chickens, and or just in general, they start getting close to kids and stuff. It's a problem. Coyotes will take little babies. They will take, you know, they will grab your three-year-old kid. It's happened, especially if they think they can get away with it, and if they're hungry. And the coyotes are smart. So the kid's talking about going with his dad, like, you know, and he's like, oh yeah, a coyote's in a trap. My dad shot him, and like the kid's like, oh yeah, I got a gun. I got a .22 rifle. You know?
Oh my gosh.
And like all of this was like the social workers were like going crazy about this, and they're like writing in their court documents that this is why we need to take this kid, we need to interview him, this is why the kid needs to be out of the house.
Wow.
And it's like they're so unhinged and not in touch with reality, because every rural New Hampshire family, almost every six-year-old kid has their own rifle.
At least their parents would allow them to use a rifle in front of them and stuff like that, and it should be up to them. And it's not like the kid was like, I accidentally shot my hand off or
something. It's not like the kid is sleeping at night with the gun in his bed, you know?
Probably not.
But the thing is, like, it's just ridiculous all the way around. The people that are running the government are all these, you know, city urban liberal types, mostly, especially the ones that are going to, you know, do these jobs like in social services and are going to work behind computers and, you know, things like that. So they're all getting programmed from young to be that. They never, and getting back to is the people who aren't getting into fights as kids, like actual fist fights and smacking each other around and learning respect for one another. And these are kind of the ones that are going and doing the mass shootings at 20-something years old. Because they can't handle the rejection. They can't handle the, a lot of things. You know, by getting smacked around by your older brothers or your younger brothers, I mean, you just learn how to, like, you know, deal with society and how to put up with things. But if you never get, like, you know, your feelings hurt ever until you're, like, 23...
Yeah.
Or 26, because now, you know, now your parents are like, well, I can't pay for college anymore because I don't get a, you know, you can't be on my health insurance. Yeah. So, you know, you got to go pay your own $5,000 a month health insurance. And then they're like freak out and, you know, whatever, you know, the whole thing. But basically most people nowadays, a lot of people nowadays in the cities and stuff that are doing this whole, you know, academia thing, have no responsibility until they're 26 years old.
And so many people will say this crap like, you're not really, your brain isn't done developing. You're not really an adult until you're like 25. And I think that's a huge problem for all of these things you're talking about, is like the babification of people who are obviously adults. Like, if you're 17 and you're working and you have the ability to leave your house, you should be able to just do that. But people will be like, you're just a child. Especially these parasite types who would totally go work for like DCYF. They'd be like, even thinking that you're able to leave your parents' house, like, you need help, we need to put you in the foster system. And like, that's how out of touch and crazy these people are. And I just think it's a huge issue is people acting like you're not an adult until your quote-unquote brain is done developing. I don't even believe those numbers either. Like, oh, women's brains are done developing when they're 23 and men's when they're 25. Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
So there is some science that stand behind, like, this complete brain development thing, and there's like these one of the things I like to like really push for like young people is don't smoke weed. They're like, well, I'm 18. I'm like, well, your brain still has like,
have seen stuff about that.
So there's basically, I can't remember what it's called. And I studied this like, I don't know, several years ago, and I was in Colorado when I was kind of into this because weed was legal in Colorado, and it'd be like these, you know, some of these guys are like 16, 17, 18, even 20 years old, and they're just like chronically getting stoned, like just all the time. And I'm like, and what's happening with these guys, especially kids, is that like they're burnouts a lot when they get older. So there's like these follicles or some kind of thing within the brain that is like not fully developed, and there's something to do with like, you know, this especially chronic, you know, use of anything.
Yep.
Doesn't matter what it is. I mean, if you're someone, it's a big difference between someone who's doing it all the time versus someone who's like maybe doing it once or twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
But I you know, advise especially like young people, teenagers, young 20s, not to do, you know, like cannabis at all. And they're like, you don't know what you're talking about. And the thing is there is some brain development where I believe women is till 26 years old and men is to somewhere in 20 to 21 years old.
I heard the opposite. Or
maybe I got it backwards.
First.
But I also believe that there's further brain development that happens when you have children.
I heard you say that, and I never Googled it or anything, but I really got to question it considering when you're pregnant, the body is like, F you. I'm taking care of the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Why would anything new be happening for you?
So,
is it stem cells, maybe?
One of the things that I believe that backs this up for me is like one of my theories in life is that women are stronger than men. Now, not physically, like, you know, obviously men can like pick up more, you know, bigger rocks than women,
mm-hmm.
and men can swim faster or run faster and do all these things. But like women's bodies are stronger. So if you look at like. For example, like the vaccine injury stuff, you'll see like boys way more vaccine injuries, boys way more like kind of health issues in general. Women have to be stronger. And me growing up, I've noticed like right now, like the men in my culture have been so feminized. I mean, in my generation have been so feminized, and like the women have sort of like. Have by default become a little more masculine in general for my generation. It's kind of like when you have a whole bunch of hens, but you got no rooster. What happens is one or two of these hens will assume the role of the rooster to sort of, you know, maintain order in the hen house or in the flock. So
the madame rooster.
I don't know what that term's called, but. Women, their bodies are more resilient to a lot of things. You know, just in general, there's something about their blood that's like, you know, stronger. But also, women have to support life, and part of brain development is raising the kids. So I'm like 44 years old, and I'm going through it right now because I have almost 4 year old, and a 2 year old. So there's a lot that I am learning about life and about growing up that someone who doesn't have children hasn't experienced yet, and I believe that it's further brain development.
So you're saying it's not really during pregnancy, it's during raising the kid?
Yes, because it happens to the father, too.
Interesting. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. You can call in and get your thoughts on the air. 603-283-6160. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.